Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, big show lined up for you on this 6th of January, 2004, Tuesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they've both been updated for you today. We've got three separate guests coming on the show. In the third hour, we have Dr. Kilner, John F. Kilner, and he is the head of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, talking about the New Jersey move to legalize cloning embryos for industrialized use, how this ties into other countries that are racing ahead to do it as well. We'll be discussing cloning coming up in 30 minutes. James Bovard, author of Terrorism and Tyranny, Trampling Freedom, Justice and Peace to Rid the World of Evil, and six other books. He's a frequent contributor to the American Spectator, Investor's Business Daily, and has also written for the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, and many other publications. And we have his article posted as one of the headlines on Infowars.com, Quarantining Dissent. I read part of this story on air yesterday, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech, destroying the First Amendment. And by the way, he's a conservative exposing that, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up as well. And in the middle of the next hour, we've got Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom joining us. He joins us once a week at least to be discussing what's happening with the Princess Diana case. I was driving along early this morning listening to AP Network News, and they said, could one of the members of the British royal family have killed Diana? She said that it was a royal in a letter planning to kill her in an automobile accident. Now, we talked about this months and months and months ago and have been talking about how she was murdered since she was killed in the late 1990s and 97. But to hear it on mainstream news was certainly interesting. It's like I walked into a Barnes & Noble this weekend and saw Barr McClellan's book, and it said there is the subtitle, how JFK was killed by LBJ, or excuse me, how LBJ killed JFK. So more and more of this coming out, and so we'll have Paul Watson on to talk about the murder of Princess Diana, the latest developments there, and a bunch of other important news. The New York Times has a story, and I've laid out what Neighborhood Watch is going to be doing, but here's the New York Times admitting it. Again, I've read the federal documents, but now to have the New York Times reporting it, they're going to have three people in the country paid by Homeland Security, three people paid to watch a bank of cameras via their computer screen for up to 8 hours a day. Private citizens, they're going to hire hundreds of thousands of people to monitor all these cameras in your neighborhoods and at your schools and I guess in the schools as well, and report back to Homeland Security. And also, they'll have volunteers from Neighborhood Watch doing this as well. So you're wondering how they're going to use all those cameras and have somebody on the other end of them. But the story gets even weirder. It says that they're going to put fake images of terrorists onto video camera feeds from around the country to keep all of us on our toes. So people in these little tattletale internet rooms are going to see terrorists scaling walls and planting bombs just to keep them on their toes. Now, again, how many terrorist events have we really had? But see, this heightens the virtual reality effect of, oh, we're all under attack. Give your rights up. That's why they have all these anti-terror drills for years before 9/11, getting us ready for the terror attacks, preparing us, creating the instinctive illusion that it's an everyday, commonplace occurrence. There's so much other news, folks. We'll start getting into it right after this quick break. Believe me, you don't want to miss this show.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This broadcast is all about liberty and freedom. It's about getting your minds outside the box, seeing the big picture. Throughout history, powerful elites have sought to control and dumb down and continually expand the level of slavery that the populations they own are under. We have a parasitic elite known as the New World Order, globalist, internationalist, and they are setting up a system of neo, that is, new serfdom, feudalism, slavery, tyranny, despotism. And whether it's Republican talk show hosts or Democrats, liberals or conservatives, in Washington, it's only labels when it comes to open borders, gun control, more regulation, more loss of liberty. They're all racing ahead to destroy this country. And it makes me angry, and it makes a lot of people angry. And the climate out there right now from the general public is that people don't trust this government. They know it's illegitimate. They know something's wrong. They can stink. They can smell the stink coming from beneath the floorboards. They know something is dead and dying or rotten down there, and they want to know more. But the problem is the Peter Jennings, the Dan Rathers, the Bill O'Reillys, the Rush Limbaughs of the world keep them in the dark and create this illusion that we're all going along with it, or they distract us with petty issues of little or no significance. Let me race through the news, because we've got a guest coming on, James Bovard, who writes for the American Spectator and Investors Business Daily and many other publications about quarantining dissent, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. Very important. Then we've got Paul Watson coming on about the assassination of Diana, the new developments there. Not new for us, but now it's in the mainstream media. And we'll also get into cloning in the third hour with Dr. John F. Kilner, the head of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. He's the president of that center, and he's also on the president's bioethics board. So three separate great guests for you. And, of course, open phones here on the show. We'll take calls with all of our guests, and we may even take calls before we get to the guest. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Homeland Security Neighborhood Watch. And it says the roughly 47,000 strategic facilities in the U.S. are vulnerable to terrorist attack. Security is either too expensive or impractical. With U.S. Home Guard webcams installed around the facilities, send images every 5 seconds to a central processing center. These pictures are then enhanced and sent out to spotters who observe from home computers around the country. If someone looks amiss, a spotter alerts the processing center. A sequence of confirmation leads, if necessary, to the involvement of local authorities. This is out of the New York Times, and it says, and again, I've heard Ridge announce this. I've read federal documents where they were planning this. I've seen it on C-SPAN. I hadn't seen it in a big, major paper, though, that they're going to, well, let's say your high school student wants to graduate from school. Well, under SecureCorps, a division of AmeriCorps and the TIPS program, they're going to have to serve the last 2 years of high school in picking up trash and warrant service, helping at checkpoints, doing environmental work that is brainwashing people into feudalism. And, yes, monitoring security cams from their home computer. That's how you get your hours. I've seen it proposed. They've got the new national drafts. They've got, what, 11 different versions in the House and Senate. They've got 6 different versions in the Senate, 5 different versions that I've seen in the House. And in several of those versions, 18 to 49 you'll have to serve, but most of us will have to serve domestically. And it's from literal public works projects, digging ditches, tattling on neighbors, being support groups for police. I mean, this is literally East Germany, folks. And here it is in the New York Times by Matthew Bernzinski, saying that, companies like Priceline and others want to work with the federal government to hire out for $8 to $10 an hour thousands and thousands of employees that will monitor the 47,000 strategic facilities. Now, what are strategic? Power plants, chemical plants, police stations, federal buildings, courthouses, schools. And this is where they're putting all the cameras up, and there are already over 1.5 million cameras that the government has. In fact, most of you, I've been all over the country, and I know here in Texas that now the smallest towns will have dozens of cameras at all the big four-way stops, even cameras on big poles rotating around with telephoto lenses in neighborhoods. Within 200, 300 yards of my house, there are over 50 cameras, and I live in the edge of Austin. I live in southwest Austin, and there are cameras everywhere. I'm up here at John Stattmiller's studio today because they're doing some work on my studio, just driving up here to Round Rock, I saw dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of cameras. They've got them at four-way stops. They've got them in the neighborhoods. They're all over the place. And these admittedly are going to be watching the American people. And they're going to have these neighborhood watch programs, paid employees, high school juniors and seniors, old ladies, people under the new National Compulsory Service Act. And again, National Compulsory Service, folks, involved in this. Think about it. But what gets crazier in this article is it says that to make sure the spotters are doing their job, they're going to have fake images on the video screens. That's how good this technology's gotten. You talk about fake newscast and fake events on television. We know they have that technology for decades. Now it's gotten so cheap and inexpensive, they can have images of people scaling walls, planting bombs, sneaking around to make sure the people tasked with watching the computer screens are notifying local police the instant they see something amiss. Let's say a would-be saboteur is scaling a fence, and this is from the New York Times, in the middle of the night at a reservoir in northern New Jersey. Motion detectors and infrared technology sense the intruder, and software at the data processing center instantly enhances the image, adding red dots to highlight where the heat or motion was detected. A spotter at home in Albany, say, receives the image and, suspecting something is up, immediately alerts the data center, which then automatically sends up to 20 more photos from cameras around the trespass location to a second group of spotters. In the second group, confirms the alert, supervisors at the data center review all the footage and can demand through loudspeakers. Again, this is 1984, folks. And they already have the telescreens, TV screens hooked up to cameras in England, and they shout orders at you, okay? And they have computers that shout orders at you through loudspeakers placed on each camera. Then the intruder identify himself. If the intruder answers seems suspect, supervisors telephone local law enforcement. The whole process can take less than 30 seconds. Can you think of hundreds of thousands? And they admit it's going to start with tens of thousands of do-gooders and little old ladies and 17-year-old kids and, you know, all the control freaks in your neighborhood looking at these cameras. And you're walking your dog in the vacant lot, you know, behind the school, and all of a sudden a speaker's going, what are you doing? What are you doing out here? See, it gets us all involved in this program of control freak behavior. But it's worse. It says dummy shots of intruders are randomly inserted into images to make sure spotters are not asleep at the switch. And the images they see are selected from thousands of different sites around the country, so no one knows for sure where the site that he or she is observing is located. With each frame, the spotters, who will be paid $18 an hour, are asked, do you see a person or vehicle in this image? Yes, no, not sure. So see, I don't want to get too complex here, but I know you're a smart audience. They're moving towards this information technology third, fourth wave system where there's not going to be any jobs as checkout counters, bank tellers, no real factory jobs. Everything is going to be prison guards or security guards or police officers or tattletale squads of bureaucrats. And they're going to shift the economy over to, there'll be lots of jobs watching computers, watching TV screens fed to the computers, and yelling at people over telescreens. A TV screen hooked to a camera with a bullhorn shouting orders at you with tens of thousands of control freaks all over the country asking what you're doing, calling the police if you do anything. Are you starting to get an idea of the type of country, the type of world, the type of system we're all going to be living in? I hope you're thinking for yourselves out there. I hope you realize how serious this is. And the article has more, and it's on InfoWars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. I saw an article out of the Associated Press in New Jersey about a month after 9/11, and it said that the federal government and FEMA had already gotten hundreds of neighborhood watch programs to go under federal control. And the APR reporter went to a meeting, and he described old ladies, old men, young people from the neighborhood. And they were saying, you look for women with baby carriages. You look for a priest. You look for people that look normal. You don't look for Muslims. No, no, no. And by the way, terrorism isn't just, you know, blowing stuff up. It's drug dealing. It's illegal guns. It's spanking a child. It's all crime. See, and all these new laws they're passing. Can you imagine this? Can you? And they're setting it up. They're setting it up. They didn't put that camera in your neighborhood. They didn't put it in that rural community you live in for no reason. And all the cameras, I even saw this on C-SPAN one morning, they had the head of the transportation department on, and they were showing camera shots around the country from neighborhoods and highways, and, oh yeah, we can all look at it here at the federal offices, and this is going to be used for law enforcement too. And folks, that was before 9/11. So all those cameras they put in, they're not for traffic, they're not for, that was the excuse. They're for face scanning you, they're for ordering you around, they're for watching you, and they're going to put little control freaks, do-gooders, in the seats and everything's an act of terrorism. All right, when we get back, very serious news. Euro post new all-time high against the dollar. It's now at $1.2725. And gold's exploding. Just, there's so much more. Stay with us.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
I talk a lot on this show about the cashless society control grid. The entire bottom two-thirds of the Austin American Statesman, the paper here in Austin, says new security for foreigners visiting U.S. And there's a huge photo of a person thumb scanning and finger scanning. Below that, there is a huge photo of dozens of people lined up, thumb scanning and face scanning. And it says, security check requires photo fingerprint to enter for foreigners. And all over the country, I've seen the headlines for other major papers. It's, oh, you have to thumbprint and face scan. Oh, it's just for those foreigners, further conditioning us. But wait a minute, Texans, and this goes for people living in 41 other states, 42 states do this, you were doing this years ago. You were thumb scanning and doing a digital photo, a face scan. So see, it isn't just for the foreigners. And now, did you know that they signed a deal late last year, worldwide, and hundreds of countries signed on to the UN to start this thumbprinting and face scanning when anyone enters a foreign country? This is a world identification system that goes into a world identity database. So when you get off the plane in England, or when you get off the plane in Brazil, they're going to face scan and fingerprint you. My parents went on a cruise 2 years ago. And there was the customs department there, retina scanning them and thumbprinting them and giving them their ID for the trip. And when they would get off at customs at some of the Caribbean countries, they would be there swiping the cards. This is the whole Maritime Administration, which ties into the Department of Transportation, the Department of Commerce. This is all a UN treaty. How many people know that? How many people know that hundreds and hundreds of cities have passed laws against smoking in bars and restaurants and now on the streets because it's a UN treaty? That's admitted. But you tell the average person that they can't believe it. Yeah, the feds sign a treaty with the UN, and then they tell the states, local cities, you want your funding, pass this law. That's how it works with the transportation funds. You want your highway funds, then pay for half the federal cameras we're going to put in. But don't worry, you can use them too, and oh, the citizens can have access to them to look at the traffic, and oh, now the citizens can have access to them to the neighborhoods, and oh, now we're going to draft you and make your citizens spend a few hours a day on tattletale watch, watching their computer screens, and you better pay attention because we've got computer simulations on the video of terrorists attacking, and if you don't call the police, you're going to get in trouble. I just read the New York Times, folks. That's what they're doing here. But the average person, the psychology here is, it's just for them foreigners. I remember when they put thumb scanners in Texas in 1993. Clinton signed the executive order, and they put them in by 94. And Lamar Smith, a supposed conservative, oh, this is a stop illegals. Then they gave the illegals a waiver where they didn't even have to show ID to get an ID. And then now Bush wants to give them all legal status and accept their matricula cards. And it's a sick joke, folks. If I wanted to change my name to Vladimir Verovsky or Putin, I could go down and get three or four social security numbers, get four or five different IDs, get different bank accounts, never pay my bills, scam whoever I wanted. If I wanted to call myself Jorge Gonzalez, I could go do it. But because I'm Alex Jones and an American citizen, I don't have any rights. I'm a pathetic slave. This is about you and your family taxing you with a new national sales tax that's really an international sales tax. And you got to swipe the card even when you pay cash, so we all pay our fair share. And, of course, it'll be amortized out over the year, and there'll be different charges for how much money you make. And so we'll all have to swipe our card to make sure it goes into our file. And what's the big deal? You know, everything you do is transparent. This isn't freedom, folks. Then I've got this. Euro post new all-time high against the dollar. Oh, my goodness. The euro pushed to a new high against the dollar Tuesday, rising above U.S. 127. Above that, for the first time in a continuing rally paced by concerns about the U.S. budget and trade deficits. I thought trade deficits were good. I thought NAFTA and GATT were good. Europe's 12-nation currency brought about 127.08 in morning European trading, spiking as high as 127.25. On Monday, the euro peaked at 126.81. And again, today it's peaked at 127.08. Market analysts have linked the dollar's weakness to the U.S. deficits, lower U.S. interest rates compared to the European Union that make investing in dollar denominations assets less attractive, and fears of terrorist attacks in the U.S. Neither the U.S. Central Bank or the European Central Bank have indicated readiness to intervene in the currency markets to prop up the greenback. But I talk to the average American, they don't even know. I go, you know, the dollar's devalued now by about 40%. Huh? Well, you've heard about, you know, how the peso's worthless, right? And, huh? Hey, man, did you see that football game? Man, I like it. I'm tough. I drink a lot of beer. Sir, we're losing our Second Amendment. Who's that? Who's that? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Stattmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
I love the cliche that it's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong, and it is. Whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush in office, we're losing our liberties, and the borders are more open than ever. Alex Jones here, folks. We're 33 minutes and 25 seconds into this first hour of the show. We've got Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the United Kingdom in the next hour to talk about the new developments with the murder of Princess Diana, who was pregnant. We've known that for years, but now it's mainstream headlines. Then in the third hour, I have Dr. Kilner, Dr. John F. Kilner, the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, on to talk about New Jersey racing ahead to industrialize the use of human embryos in stem cell research. Very, very serious. Here in a minute or two, we're about to go to our first guest, James Bovard, who I've read many of his articles here on air, author of Terrorism and Tyranny, Trampling Freedom, Justice, and Peace to Rid the World of Evil, and six other books. He's a frequent contributor to the American Spectator, Investor's Business Daily, and has also written for the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Newsweek, and many other publications. Bovard will be discussing his excellent article that's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Quarantining Dissent. I read part of that article yesterday. How Secret Service Protects Bush from Free Speech. Now, Clinton started this, and I've been at demonstrations where the president isn't even involved. and where Democrats and Republicans will quarantine you a half mile, a mile away. They'll put a fence up around you, barricades, threaten to crack your skull if you leave them. And, of course, the news is a mile away, and you're never on the news. I remember the good old days when you got to go scream at who you didn't like from the side of the road, but, well, you know, we're like Russia or China now. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes with the man who wrote a detailed article about this dangerous un-American trend. Before I do that, I want to remind the listeners that I'm the maker of 10 documentary films. The newest is The Matrix of Evil. Congressman Ron Paul talks about how globalists run Washington, how there's a coming depression coming, set up by the globalists. We talked to Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney about 9/11, about the UN and its kidnapping rings. That's been in the mainstream news. That's in the film, too, but she talks about it. We talked to Colonel Craig Roberts about the police state and the globalist as well. We talked to Frank Morales, a police state expert. It's got excerpts of several of the speeches I've given here in Austin, getting the Patriot Act thrown out. It's a great new video. It's waking a lot of people up. You need to have it. I've also got Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that gets into PNAC and the neocons and what the globalism is and the cashless society control grid. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes long. Very good. You got to get it. I've got 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the footage I shot when I snuck in there. Back in 2000. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. There's also the book I've written, Descent into Tyranny. You need to have it. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and order these videos. Order these books. I authorize you to make copies of my videos, folks, and give them to people. I want to spread the word. I want to affect change. I want to expose this police state. I know if the people aren't informed, they won't go along with it. But Peter Jennings keeps them in the dark. So again, Infowars.com to order or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So take action. All that evil men entirely to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. All right, joining us, and I'm honored to have him, he's a great researcher and writer, is James Bovard in the article Quarantining Dissent. And, James, good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
You bet. You know, I even heard Drudge a few weeks ago on the air during the stuff in Miami with the World Trade Organization and the free trade area of the Americas trying to push that through, going, these people weren't doing anything. They're quarantining them a mile or two away. They're beating them up. He goes, I want to be able to go out and protest as a conservative. And we saw Bill Clinton try stuff like this. But it's getting institutionalized. As I said, even locally, they do this to maybe 20 protesters, like we've got leprosy. What's happening?
Well, it's amazing how much further the Bush administration has pushed the standards for this kind of thing. Because especially, I mean, this happened, I think, sometimes perhaps in isolated cases under Clinton, but with Bush, it seems to be becoming systematic. Where you've got the Secret Service going to a place where Bush is going to speak. The Secret Service goes there ahead of time and basically orders the local police there to set up zones for protesters, usually far away from where the president is speaking and far away from the view of the media. And the so-called free speech zones are used to quarantine people who oppose Bush's policies.
And in your article, can we go over that? Because I covered some of it yesterday. I mean, we have admitted cases where they go in and say, people that don't like Bush, don't let them get on the side of the road, quarantine them. We have cases where people that have signs that are pro-Bush are left there. In fact, the DPS 4 years ago when he was governor lost a lawsuit because people that were pro-Bush were left there. In fact, people even staged this. Folks that were against Bush went and said we're for Bush. They were allowed to stay. Those that were quietly standing there with signs against Bush were arrested just for standing on a public sidewalk by the governor's mansion. They lost several $100,000 lawsuits. Can you go over that?
This is a case in Texas when Bush was governor of Texas.
Yes, well, I wasn't saying over that particular
case.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sitting here, my ears perked up because I had not heard about that. That sounds like a fascinating case, and it sounds like it sounds part and parcel of what the Secret Service is doing now.
That'll be in your LexisNexis. It was in the Dallas Morning News and Austin American Statesman.
Okay, fine. I will pluck that up. You know, what has happened in many places, for instance, what happened in Labor Day 2002, George Bush was going out to give a speech close to Pittsburgh, and there was a retired steel worker, 65 years old, Bill Neal, was there to greet him, holding up a sign saying that the Bush family must surely love the poor since they made so many of us. Well, it turned out that the cops, the local police, at Secret Service's behest, had set up a designated free speech zone, which was on a baseball field surrounded by a chain-link fence a third of a mile from where Bush was speaking. And so the cops told this Bill Neal, this retired steelworker, he had to go there, and he said that he wouldn't do it. And he apparently argued with the cop, and from what he said later was that the cop said he had to arrest him, and the cop said, "So how old are you?" And Neal says, "I'm 65 years old." And at that point, there was a loud groan from the cop, because the cop didn't want to be seen busting a 65-year-old steelworker just holding up a sign. But the police were apparently under a lot of pressure from the Secret Service to clear the area of people that were not supporting Bush's policies.
Now, there have been cases where people are miles and miles away in some city park. In this case, it was a way where you couldn't even see the president's route, but the folks that loved him were allowed to stand there worshiping him. I mean, that sounds like something, again, out of East Germany or something.
I don't know if the East Germans were quite that brazen in some ways. I mean, But the thing that fascinates me is to see how little controversy there has been over these kind of policies, because this is such a brazen trampling of the First Amendment, Americans' right of freedom of speech, and there have been some local and state judges which have said that, which have struck down arrest charges against some of these demonstrators. But there's a federal case we're supposed to be getting a decision any time out of South Carolina by a federal magistrate, and I don't and this is a case that was prosecuted by Ashcroft's Justice Department. There was a single guy there, a 54-year-old guy, holding up a sign saying "No War for Oil" when Bush visited in October 2002 in South Carolina, and the police there, under Secret Service orders, had set up a free speech zone half a mile from the airport hangar where Bush was speaking. Brett Bercy was amidst hundreds of people carrying pro-Bush signs, but the police singled him out and told him he had to leave, and go to the free speech zone. Bercy said no, he was arrested, and shortly thereafter, the cops there dropped the charge against him, but the feds came in and filed a charge against him. So now he's being charged with a federal offense, and his trial was in November, and they were supposed to make a fast decision, but they haven't done it. So, and some people were saying the Justice Department might be trying to set a precedent in a very conservative state like South Carolina, which it can then use against demonstrators across the country.
Well, folks, I mean, understand, these are admitted cases where you got a retiree standing there with a sign, and the Justice Department comes and arrests him and charges him. I mean, this is getting more and more insane right out in the open. Sir, did you hear about, and I can pull up the details here, did you hear about Bush when he went to some of those African countries? They would arrest thousands and put them in sports stadiums just because they didn't want a news camera showing Bush driving through slums, and they would bulldoze the wreckage?
I had not heard that, no.
Now, I will try to pull that up here on the Internet, but it was in the BBC. And this is happening all over the place. I mean, they had the Fortune 500 rally. We had a rally against it a few years ago here in Austin. There were conservatives, liberals out there against it, only about 400 of us, and they made us stay about a quarter mile away and block the road and threaten to arrest us and had police trying to provocateur. This is, again, I don't know if the listeners realize how serious this is.
Yeah, the folks who are being quarantined are not violent protesters. I mean, they're just, in most cases, just typical Americans who oppose some of Bush policies, like the war in Iraq and other things. But these are not folks who are opposing a threat to the president's safety. I mean, it's an entirely different principle. The Secret Service has a right to protect the president's safety, but it doesn't make any sense to assume that people carrying a pro-Bush sign would not be more of a threat than people with an anti-Bush sign.
But I want folks to understand, Bush wasn't down in Miami and they had these protest zones. And I've been at events where it's conservatives protesting, liberals protesting, doesn't matter. They will herd us as well. When Vicente Fox came to Austin, we were protesting across the street from the governor's mansion, and we tried to go around the governor's mansion two streets down on the public street, and the police just walked up and said, no, you can't go down there and protest where they're facing the back of the governor's mansion. And this was just a few months ago. And I literally had to go down two more streets and go around. Police came over, tried to stop us, but the whole crowd was coming. They just went ahead and didn't stop us. But how do they get cops to think their job is arresting or stopping people from standing on public streets?
Well, a good question. My impression is that there are some law enforcement officers who are not willing to go out and arrest people simply holding up a sign or people making a peaceful protest, but there's a lot of others who will do it. So, I mean, part of it is that there's so much deference being given to the president, to the federal government, and to the Secret Service. And there are many people in law enforcement who don't understand that the Bill of Rights is a higher authority than the orders of the Secret Service or the orders or the wishes of President Bush.
Hear. Did you hear about Portland last year? And I saw the local news video where they herded about 3,000 people about a mile away from the hotel where he was staying. They kept him a mile away. And there were people in wheelchairs, folks with toddlers, and the police just opened fire. They herded them all together. Then they opened fire, wouldn't let him escape, ran right up and sprayed a baby right in the face with mace. And the father said, how dare you? It's my child. And he said, shouldn't bring a child to this demonstration. Did you hear about that?
I don't think I heard about the Portland case. I've heard about some similar cases where the cops were very, very aggressive and, very aggressive in cases where people were not violent. I mean, it's just it's amazing this stuff has not created more protests across the political spectrum. Conservatives, liberals, radicals, even moderates should be concerned about these kind of things.
I wonder if the American Spectator will let you write an article about this for it.
Well, the thing that's interesting is this is a story which I originally did for the American Conservative, Pat Buchanan's magazine, and they were very good to work with on this, but the American Spectator, I guess, is not hitting these kind of issues right now, shall we say.
Well, a lot of people aren't. You know, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't talk about the Patriot Act until they started using some provisions to go after his medical records, and that's been in the news. And
that is rather ironic now, isn't it? You know, better late than never to understand the danger of government power.
And now he's actually saying on the radio that it's a conspiracy, but he didn't ever believe in government conspiracies before.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. I'm going to be curious to see what evidence that they actually have. But from some of the things which Limbaugh has kind of admitted, I mean, he's someone who was in favor of very vigorous enforcement of these laws, and I don't think there should be an exemption for multimillionaire radio hosts in these laws.
Well, that's the amazing thing, is I've heard the guy say, if somebody's caught with pot, throw them under the jail. Ha, 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 you idiot dopers. And then he's on something 100 times stronger, taking levels of a drug that literally, folks, taking 100 of those a day would kill an elephant. He had to really build the dose up. And I actually feel sorry for Rush. But yeah, I mean, it's very hypocritical.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been somewhat I've been surprised that there's not been more of a backlash against him, but maybe that will come as time goes on.
Well, where's the backlash for Bush saying he wants total legalization of any illegal that can get here?
Yeah, is the White House going to make an announcement on that today? What's the?
They're scheduled to just say where. I've read the law that Bush says he likes. The model law is McCain's law, and it says if you get here, you're legalized for 3 years.
Wow.
So, I guess that's conservative. I guess Mao Zedong is conservative now.
You know, it is so funny. I'm doing some research now. I'm looking at a number of other areas. Well, it's interesting as far as this crowd control and the Patriot Act. I've got a new book out called Terrorism and Tyranny, which I walk through the Patriot Act and some of the ways that the Bush administration has tried to suspend parts of the Bill of Rights. And to see the type of doctrines, to see what Ashcroft says in public, to see what Bush says in public, it's amazing how much power these folks are grabbing and how little resistance they've had from Congress. They've had almost no effective resistance from Congress, no oversight.
Well, you talked about how they got this 55-year-old union guy with this sign, and they're charging him with a federal crime for having a sign and a mass of Bush supporters, and they'll probably get a conviction. They'll probably put him in prison, and then I guess if I'm ever out protesting anywhere, I'll go to federal prison. I guess that's the new freedom, is to go to federal prison for having a sign.
I don't know if this guy is going to be convicted, or if he's convicted, if he'll go to prison.
But they're, but they're prosecuting him.
Right, right, which is bizarre, which is completely bizarre. I mean, it would have been different if he had been caught, you know, 1 mile from the president with a concealed weapon, and he was talking about shooting an attempted assault. Something like that would have been different. But he had a sign. He had a no war for oil sign. This is not a deadly weapon.
And I don't know, though. Did you see the Oakland Tribune article early last year? I was digging through my files and saw it 2 days ago and fell over. I forgot I'd even covered it. The Mike Van Winkle, the assistant attorney general of that state, said this is a war on terror, and war protesters may need to be arrested because by protesting the war, they're aiding terrorists. Now, that's a quote, sir. And I know that sounds insane, but this what you're saying sounds nuts, but we have the White House saying it. What do you think about them apples?
Well, yeah, it's interesting seeing the statements by Mike Van Winkle from the Oakland Tribune.
I mean, oh, you saw that?
Yes, yes. I had that in the American Conservative version of the article. I don't know if the San Francisco Chronicle used that.
Tell you what, stay there. No, the Chronicle I don't think did. Amazing. Wow, so you did see that. Folks, it's really happening. You protest, you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's a Democrat. We'll be right back with our guest.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it sounds crazy when I say that Mike Van Winkle, a Democrat, said, we can shoot with rubber bullets or attack protesters even if they're peaceful because we can arrest whoever we want because if you're protesting the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. When we talk about them arresting 65 and 55-year-old steel workers and charging one of them for having a sign federally going after them, I mean, this is really happening here in the good old USA. It's not America anymore if we can't stand on the street corner. Now, they tried years ago saying you got to have a permit. That's not true. A permit to take over the street, to have a parade, not to have a protest on any public sidewalk or street you want. And I'm telling you, the next time Bush is coming to Texas, I'm going out to protest, and I'm going to have a sign, and I'm going to get on the public street. If they want to arrest me, that's fine. I'm going to sue them. And again, I guess they don't care. They just use our money to fight us with. Where do you see this going, James Bovard?
Well, I don't know, but it's certainly very worrying. It is a question of how many people speak up and protest this. How many people recognize the government is acting out of control here? The government's got no right to be doing this kind of stuff. So far, I mean, Congress has done nothing on this. Congress has not had any hearings on this. There's been a smattering of stuff in the papers on this. There's been one or two things on TV, but by and large, the feds are getting away with this.
Why would Van Winkle say something like that?
It's a typical law. It is a mindset which is not unusual in law enforcement to assume that anybody who's out there protesting is anti-government or anti-American or whatever. I mean, there are many policemen who don't have that mindset, but this is something which I've run across a number of times.
Well, that's called tyranny.
Well, it's certainly overreaching massively, but the thing that's nice about some of Van Winkle's comments is they are so bizarre that they're comical. And it's always great to make people laugh at these characters.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, but I'm sure you heard about the head of the Judiciary Committee up in Oregon who says if one protester blocks traffic, all protesters get life in prison in a forest labor camp.
Did you see
that bill by Senator Menace?
Yes. It was kind of, you really wonder if that, you know, there's someone... There's someone who forgot to take his medicine that day.
I mean, James, we're talking about forest labor camps now in mainstream bills.
Well, it was one bill. It didn't go any place, but it's certainly amazing that he would even propose that. It was stunning.
Well, he's the chairman. I'm totally freaked out, and I want to get a copy of your book from your publisher.
Great.
And get you
great.
Back
it's on.
On
the way.
That's Terrorism and Tyranny, Trampling Freedom, Justice, and Peace to Rid the World of Evil.
Right.
And that's exactly last week what Richard Perle said. We've got to attack all these countries, maybe even France, because they're evil.
Well, you know, that is something which I take personally, being of French descent. About 400 years ago, I always say the best thing that ever happened to my family was being kicked out of France for being Huguenots. But still, I mean, all this anti-French sentiment that Richard Perle and other people have been stirring up, it's insane.
Hey, they helped start this country. They haven't attacked us twice like England.
That's true.
And I'm not, I mean, I'm Alsatian, I'm German, French on my mom's side, but I'm just getting sick of this. Well, look, James Bovard, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I want to have you back on in the future, and a great job. Where can folks read some of your latest columns?
Well, I've got a website, jimbovard.com. BOVARD, and I've got a lot of stuff there, and stuff's popping up in a lot of different places, and hopefully it's going to pop up some more.
JimBovard.com. We got a link to the San Francisco Chronicle article you wrote a few days ago.
Yes, I got a link to that. I've got a link to a lot of stories that have been published recently there.
All right, sir. Thanks for coming on, and God bless. Oh, boy. Well, you heard about the forest labor camps. You heard about arresting protesters because we're terrorists, and they are arresting them and charging them as terrorists. You heard it, 55-year-old men. We'll be back with your calls and a lot more in the second hour, so stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.